USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Hundreds of thousands of President Trump supporters converged on Washington, D.C. Saturday to support the president's claim of massive voter fraud. Stop the steal was their message. Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani claims transparency was denied to GOP observers in Pennsylvania. Trump was ahead by 800,000 votes on election night when counting stopped until the next day.
Something like 300,000 ballots were counted without inspection of any kind. I mean, they could be anything. They could be ballots from dead people. They could be ballots, the same person 14 times, 100 times. There's no way we would know. And then the envelope that would secure it was thrown away. The ballot was put in. So now we're up to 623,000 ballots that are unlawful ballots that can't be counted.
Democrat leaders and Joe Biden claim the election was the fairest in U.S. history. You're listening to USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
President Trump said Friday that a coronavirus vaccine could be widely available in the United States by April and praised the efforts of Operation Warp Speed, the public-private partnership to develop and distribute a vaccine. Pfizer was given nearly $2 billion for the vaccine development. The money came from the Health and Human Services and from the Department of Defense. A South Korean biotechnology company and the Russian government have entered into an agreement to produce more than 150 million doses of Russia's Sputnik V coronavirus vaccine. Russian officials said Friday that it partnered with GL Rafa to produce 150 million doses per year and distribute them globally. Production will begin in December in South Korea, India, Brazil, and China, among other countries, with distribution starting in January. Russia was criticized for its premature announcement in August that it had developed the world's first coronavirus vaccine before the country had completed Phase 3 trials of Sputnik V. USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Taking a look at college football's top 25 is USA Radio News' Dan Naraki.
There was no Clemson hangover for number 2 Notre Dame. They took care of Boston College 45-31. Number 6 Florida beat down Arkansas 63-35. Number 9 Miami scraped by Virginia Tech 25-24. Number 10 Indiana shut out Michigan State 24-0. Number 11 Oregon ran away from Washington State 43-29. In their first game in 3 weeks, number 13 Wisconsin pounded Michigan 49-11. Number 16 Marshall topped Middle Tennessee State 42-14. Tulsa scored 14 points in the fourth quarter to upset number 19 SMU 28-24. Number 20 USC escaped Arizona with a 34-30 win. Number 22 Liberty moved to 8-0 with a 58-14 win over Western Carolina. Number 23 Northwestern got by Purdue 27-20. And number 25 Louisiana beat South Alabama 38-10. A number of games were canceled or postponed this week due to coronavirus outbreaks, including the anticipated rematch between number 1 Alabama and defending national champions LSU. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
12 games in the National Football League Sunday. Some of the better games will be the Bills at the Cardinals, 4:05 p.m. Eastern on CBS. The Seattle Seahawks at the Los Angeles Rams, 4:25 p.m. Eastern on Fox. And Broncos at the Las Vegas Raiders, 4:05 p.m. Eastern, also on CBS. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.